Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sabr, the chapter on patience, the virtues of patience. An Mu'adh ibn Anas radiyallahu anhu, anna Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal man kadhama ghaydan wa huwa qadirun ala an yunaffidhahu da'ahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala ru'usil khalaiq yawm al-qiyamah hatta yukhayyirahu min al-hur al-'ayn ma sha'a. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi. وقال حديث حسن. معاذ بن أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who suppresses his anger despite him having the ability to give vent to it. So he's in a position where he can give vent to his anger. He's very upset, he's angry, and he can give vent to his anger, but still he suppresses his anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this so much that Allah ta'ala shall call him on the day of Qiyamah before the entire creation. The entire creation is there from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right up till the last person. The whole creation is there. Allah ta'ala calls up this person and Allah ta'ala will tell him to choose whichever hur-e-een he wants in front of. In other words, you choose, it's your choice. But the reason of calling in front of everyone is to give him that izzat and respect. That this person was in a position where he could have vented his anger, but then too he suppressed it for my sake. This is how I am rewarding him. So much of reward just for a person controlling his anger. It's not a small thing. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala shall fill the heart of one who suppresses his anger, despite having the ability to give vent to it, with peace and iman. Allah ta'ala will give him such inner peace, such iman this person will get, just because he's able to control himself, control his anger. So this is not a small thing. Therefore the hadith we did yesterday, that that person is not a strong person who can wrestle someone else to the crown, but a strong person is one who can control his anger, who takes control of his anger at the time when he's extremely angry. Now that is a strong person. And look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this person in return. One hadith an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna rajulan qala lin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awsini qala la taghdab فَرَدَّدَهُ مِرَارًا قَالَ لَا تَغْضَبْ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that a person said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and scholars have mentioned from other hadith, they have worked it out, that this person was Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi. Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi radiallahu anhu. So he was the person that was asking this question. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that a person said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or rather than asking, he made a request to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Sini, give me some advice. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him one advice, la taghdab, do not get angry. So again he repeated to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me some more advice. Again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la taghdab, do not get angry. So like that he repeated a few times. And every time he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him advice, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la taghdab, one simple advice, don't get angry. Showing us this is not a small thing. The person controlling his anger is a very, very great thing. How often you hear of people that do foolish things because they are unable to control their anger. And sometimes you find people make mistakes in anger that for the rest of their life they regret. Therefore a person should never ever give a verdict between two people when he's upset. A person should never make a decision whether he should leave a job when he's upset. A person should never make a decision whether he should terminate his marriage when he's upset. So big decisions a person should never ever make when upset. Best thing to do is for a person to do is to calm down, to cool down, and then good mashwara, he should make whatever decision he makes, because sometimes the mind is so clouded in that moment that he can't even think straight. So this is the beauty of this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining, la taghdab, do not get angry. And if you happen to be angry, take those steps that will cool you down. Yesterday we mentioned one psychological step a person can take. He thinks to himself, that so many times I did things that I could have made Allah ta'ala angry, but Allah ta'ala overlooked my faults, my mistakes. What is there if I cool myself down and overlook this person's mistake? There's a nice saying in Urdu. In Urdu you get the word for a clay pot is a matka. So one person is addressing this matka. Matka is a clay pot where they put water inside, and that water stays cool. Even though it may be a very hot day, the water inside that is put there stays very, very cool. Somehow it has the ability to keep the water cool. So one person is addressing that matkah, it was a hot day, very hot, and he's addressing this matkah, that how is it possible that you remain cool when it is so hot? That how you have this ability to remain cool? So that matkah replied that my past, my present and my future is all sand, is all clay. What is there for me to get ghabraat? What is there for me to get angry? What is there for me to get hot? So like that a person should think that our past is clay, is sand. Our present is another form of sand. And our future will be going back to sand, to soil. So what is there for us to get upset? We should just think of our past, think of our shape now, and where we're going to return. So there's absolutely nothing. Actually, this anger that comes up and flares up is because many a times, or most of the times, is because of pride in a person. Person has got pride. How could he have told me this? How could he have not invited me? How could he have done this to me? If a person thinks that he's not worthy of anything, then no matter what people do to him, he'll still remain cool and he'll remain calm. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.